globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's quickly here. We got some breaking news. Let's first go to the White House. Green Jean Pierre. is anybody buying this? They're leaving Trump with the best economy ever. Yes, sure they are. Clip 26.
The president and the vice president are proud to be leaving behind the strongest economy in the world. And the president and the vice president are proud to have changed America for the better. Mm. That's going to be their focus in the upcoming remaining days. You heard the president say that we have 74 days left of his administration. And they are going to make every day count on behalf of the American people, regardless of who voted for them.
Imagine saying that after a resounding defeat, loud and clear, popular vote and electoral college. 300 plus, by the way. What was the final number? I believe 313 for Trump in the electoral college. Imagine saying that. Oh, my gosh. Can you? We're going to have a White House, and you know, I'll report this now. Trump has just announced his White House Chief of Staff, Susan Wiles. I'm not going to come out on the attack here. I'm not a fan of this pick at all, but let's see. And I will just tell you, she will be under a lot of scrutiny. She will be under a lot of scrutiny from, let's say, some of the more of the dissident right, some more of the hard right, some more of the younger generational conservatives out there will be heavily scrutinizing her. I can assure you that will be the case. I'll lay off it for now. I don't like the pick. But let's see. Let's see how that goes. There are rumors. I'd say it's confirmed. Nothing has been official yet that John McEntee will be joining back up with the Trump administration. So it's like if there's a little, you know, tit for tat going on here, that's like big win territory because that guy's awesome. So that's like more of a younger generational kind of harder right type of guy that we want in there, whereas Wiles is kind of more of the old hat conservative type that people like me are sick of, but I'll give her, I won't go on the attack yet. Trump can pick his team and we will respond accordingly. But imagine, oh, greatest economy ever. You just took a whooping in an election. You don't have the greatest economy ever and everybody knows it. In fact, I got a hilarious MSNBC clip where they're stunned at how bad it is. Like, they don't even know what's going on. They don't even shop for their own groceries. One more Karine Jean-Pierre, though. I'm just so excited. We're going to have an honest White House. We're going to have an honest press secretary, whoever Trump chooses. It's going to be an honest press secretary. We're going to have an honest president who's going to do real press conferences. So it'll be nice to have honesty out of the White House again, whether we like what happens or not. It's at least going to be honest. Let's see how these final days of Karine Jean-Pierre go. Here's maybe a little taste in clip 27.
As Gabe mentioned, you know, this administration message to millions of Americans that they're going to wake up day after the election if Trump won and have their rights stripped away, that democracy would crumble, and the president said today we're going to be okay. So how do you square that?
I can square that. I'm going to square that in a way that hopefully makes sense, because I've been answering this question multiple times. The American people made the decision. There was an election two nights ago. There was. And it was a free and fair election. And we respect the election process. We do. And Americans spoke. And so the job of the president is to make sure we respect that. The job of the president is to make sure that we have a peaceful transfer of power. That is what the American people deserve. And that's what we're going to, it's not complicated. It's truly, truly as simple as that. As simple as that. The president called, the president-elect invited him to the White House. You know why? Because that's customary. That is customary.
You don't have a clue. All right, I went long here. We'll finish up this clip on the other side. And we'll get to some more of these breakdowns, some big RFK Jr. news as well.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
That's what you do, and that's what the president's going to make sure that the Trump transition has what it needs, which is being led, obviously, by our chief of staff here. Why? Because the president wants to lead by example. It's not complicated. It really isn't. That's important.
By example is the message to people who are fearful based on what the messaging was about the state.
Well, now you're just twisting everything around, and that's really unfair. No, it is. No, Jackie, it's unfair.
You called him a Nazi.
I've been standing here trying to be very respectful to what happened the last two nights ago. Being respectful. I've been standing here saying that respect the decision that
now
the American
people
made. I've been standing here and saying that the president's going to put the American people first. I've been standing here talking about how the president's going to make sure that they get what they deserve, which is a peaceful transfer of power. I do not appreciate having my words twisted. That is, I have been very clear, very, very, very clear about what the president wants to do and the vice president. We want to make sure that we deliver for the American people. They deserve a peaceful transfer of power, and that's what you're going to see. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, you've been standing there. No, you've been squatting on the American people and giving us a pile of lies every day. You have to say, I mean, it's true. You, the Democrats, called Trump a Nazi, a racist, a rapist, an extremist, an authoritarian, a fascist, and you're going to give him the power and you're going to say, this is good. So you realize what the subtle admission here is, right? Biden smiling and Harris's speech yesterday. You realize what the subtle admission here is. Yeah, we lied about all that. It's just politics. Yeah. So Jackie Heinrich calls her out on it, calls the White House out on it, and says, hey, for the last 2 years, through this campaign cycle, you've called Trump a rapist, a racist, a Nazi, a fascist, an authoritarian, an extremist. And now it's buddy-buddy and you're going to hand it over. And she says, oh, you're twisting our words. Just say it. You lied about Trump and that's how you guys play politics. You're dirty players. You're liars. You're the problem with this country. That's what they're admitting here. And yet, look at the result. I've got clip after clip after clip of just broken liberals. Broken. And it's mostly women. And this is the party of women. And they have destroyed them. Nothing has been clearer post-Trump's election that liberal women are the most broken people in our country. They are broken. The Democrat rhetoric, the propaganda in academia and in media has destroyed liberal women. They are a broken people. And you did that. You did that, Karine Jean-Pierre. You did that, Joe Biden. You did that, Kamala Harris. You did that, Letitia James. You did that, Juan Merchan. You did that, E. Jean Carroll. And the list goes on and on and on. You did that to liberal women, and they are broken today. They are broken. They are a wreck. You did it. And then you sit up there and say, yeah, peaceful transition, everything's fine, we're buddy-buddy, no big deal, because you lied about everything. You lied about Donald Trump. You lied about Trump supporters. You lied about the policies. You lied about abortion. And now all of these liberal women are broken. And you sit there with a smile and a smirk, admitting you lied the whole time. Folks, I can't tell you. I mean, it's exactly as we expected. The most deranged Trump derangement syndrome victims are more psychotic than ever. The numbers are way down. It's probably like a third or less than what we had in 2016, let's just say, the last time Trump won. People suffering from Trump derangement syndrome is probably a third, maybe a quarter, maybe less. But the ones that are still stuck in it are broken. And you can't even really imagine it, because you just can't even imagine your mind being so warped. But they really believe that a rapist, racist Nazi just got elected. I mean, they actually believe that. And they're broken. And here's the Democrat Party that just destroyed probably hundreds of thousands of women, just wrecked them. Just wrecked them. And then here's the aftermath of these broken women, and the Democrats just move on, no big deal, all smiles. Do you understand why these people are so despicable? Do you understand how filthy this process is? The Democrats will leave all kinds of wreckage, and they don't give a damn. It's just cannon fodder to them. They will leave all kinds of wreckage and political blood and guts behind them, and just move on and won't even look back. And the true believers in Democrat Party politics, they're there mangled, a mangled body politic, a just paralyzed body politic, and the Democrats couldn't care less. And in this case, it's liberal women, and this is supposedly the party of women, and they have destroyed these women. I mean, I have clips for days, but it's worse. I'm telling you, and I've now heard from also other friends of this too, because I'm just kind of like a barometer, because I do a political talk show. But as these clips of our election coverage are going viral on other platforms like TikTok and Instagram, and other people are sharing this stuff, I have women that I have probably not talked to since college. I mean, we're talking like 10 years or more, I haven't talked to these women. And they're sending me messages with like an Instagram clip or a TikTok clip saying, F off, F you, screw you. I'm like, I haven't even talked to these, I haven't heard from these women in years. How do you even have my number? And then I have other friends that are like, hey, dude, look at this. They share a clip of me on their Instagram. They share a clip of me on their TikTok, whatever. And they're like, look at these responses. Same thing. They're like, women I haven't talked to in years. These are broken. This is what the Democrats have done to women. And they couldn't care less. They used you. They used you like a weapon of war, and they lost. And now you're broken, and they don't even care. Do you want to see this? Do you want to see how bad this is? Now, again, it's a yin and a yang, because you're an adult, okay? So if you fall for it and you're too stupid, then I'm going to laugh at your pain, okay? So there's that. I mean, I'm going to laugh at your pain. But then there's also, you know, we're all connected here, and we have to be the moral high ground people, and you do feel bad for these broken women. So it's a yin and a yang. But do you want to see how bad this is? Now first of all, let's point out the irony that is completely lost on them. Completely lost. There's a new movement. Liberal women are striking, ladies and gentlemen. They are striking. And I have a couple examples here. There's thousands all over their social media. Just a couple examples here. Let me just read these out loud. Ladies, I'm being so for real when I say this. It's time to close off your wombs to males. This election proves now more than ever that they hate us and hate us proudly. Do not reward them. We look at some of these other cases of broken liberal women. This is beyond Trump derangement syndrome. These are now broken liberal women. Ladies, we need to start considering the 4B movement like the women in South Korea and give America a severely sharp birthrate decline. The exact opposite will happen, I guarantee it. No marriage, no childbirth, no dating men, no sex with men. We can't let these men have the last lap. We need to buy back. Folks, there are thousands of these. This is not intentional irony. This is not intentional hyperbole. Now, do you understand? I use the crew as a soundboard here. Do you guys see the irony of this, right? So, liberal women are taking controls of their body. Wow. You're taking control of your body. So you don't have to have an abortion. And the irony is completely lost on them. I can't have an abortion anymore? Fine, I'm not going to have sex. Wow. You get it. And all it took, they lost their rights in the vote, and now they're taking control of their bodies. It's an amazing thing. And they're shaving their heads bald like this guy who just entered the studio. Come here, Alex. Guys, put them shaving their heads on the studio. Actually, come here. Actually, this is the new look for liberal women right here. It's called the Alex Jones Chrome Dome. And now all these liberal women are going to have the Jones Dome.
I got some bad news.
What's that?
I knew this would happen because he was an anti-masker, first opened his business. He has a big farm, hires all these people.
Oh, the Alfie Oaks story.
The feds have raided Alfie Oaks, got an article up on InfoWars. You know it's politically motivated, like the Loris Lerner crap. It's like a vestigial bowel movement of the Democrat deep state. And they're probably going to pull a bunch of crap on us in the interim. Everybody's targeted. You know that. You already spent in prison because he lied and didn't work here and went in the building on January 6th. None of that's true, but they don't care. These people are never going to stop. Alfie Oaks has been a thorn in their side. And now they're the good old IRS. They can always, the way the code's written, find something, Owen. So let's pray for Alfie Oaks. I'm going to tell the producers, get him. Let's get him. Let's stand up for him. You know this is political.
Well, and
as far as I'm concerned, anybody they indict that's political, it's a lie.
Well, here's what's happening. They have all kinds of wrapped stuff that they're now going to move before Trump gets in on January 6th. So they're just going to wrap up all these cases as quickly as possible. But I think that the response, first of all, DeSantis needs to shut the whole thing down immediately. The response is to shut down these federal bureaucracies, which is already the Trump plan.
Well, that's right. The states are throwing FEMA out. Florida and other states are saying, you know, you're not doing a real investigation of the Trump assassination attempt. So we're kicking you out. I mean, it's out of control. The federal jurisdiction is not there. Did you see the private Federal Reserve head said, Trump can't fire me, I'm above the law?
Yeah, he'll lose that. He'll be out. He'll be out day one after saying that. I'm glad he said it. I mean, look, I'm not an accelerationist, and I don't like watching innocent people suffer, obviously. But, you know, the dark side of me, you know, you kind of look into the dark side of
your
political brain.
We're not looking for a fight, but as soon as somebody... You know, we're the average guys. Somebody punches me. I'm not scared to, you know, it's like, oh, you just hit me. I'm a beat, you know. They're the ones starting the fights.
No, that's exactly what it is. It's like a fighter that knows I can put you into a pretzel, so please don't hit me. But once they hit you, okay, you're going into a pretzel. Like, you're done. So I don't want to see Alfie Oaks go through this. I don't want to see the next people they move against go through this. But they're going to do it. And then that gives us even more mandate and motivation to say, okay, IRS shutting you down, investigating the DOJ, throwing Jerome Powell out. So they're going to make all their moves, no doubt, Alex.
Well, this is a military tactic. We're drawing them out. Just like one of those Marvel comic movies where he's in the prison. He goes, look, I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me.
Well, Alfie Oaks has made one public statement since this, and it was just go Trump. So he's not backing down. He's not going to go anywhere.
Well, look at the body language at his house. Does he look like he's scared? He didn't. He hasn't done. His dad invented organic grocery stores and gave poor people food for 60 years.
Alfie Oaks grocery stores are the standard. They should be the standard. They will be the standard. In fact, now RFK Jr. and Alfie Oaks, I predict, will connect and take organic food mainstream.
These people are sick.
That's what's going to happen. By the way, speaking of RFK Jr., here he is talking about how he's not just going to remove people from the FDA, he's going to gut it. Clip 12.
You say clearing out the corruption in your terms. Would that mean clearing out the top level federal service workers that are currently at the FDA and the CDC?
In some categories, I would say.
What does that look like? Yeah.
In some categories of workers, there are entire departments like the nutrition departments at FDA that have to go. That are not doing their job. They're not protecting our kids. Why do we have Fruit Loops in this country that have 18 or 19 ingredients, and you go to Canada and it's got two or three?
Would you eliminate any of the agencies?
To eliminate the agencies, as long as it requires congressional approval, I wouldn't be doing that. But I can get the corruption out of the agencies. This is what I've been doing for 40 years. I've sued all those agencies. I have a PhD in corporate corruption, and that's what I do. And once they're not corrupt, once Americans are getting good science and are allowed to make their own choices, they're going to get a lot healthier.
All right, we're going to be joined by Alex shortly to talk about this Alfie Oaks story. It's got January 6th implications as well, of course. So we're going to reach out to him, and we'll be breaking this news shortly. Naples home raided by the feds. And so they hate a man like Alfie Oaks, who's a rogue, who's a renegade in the grocery store business and industry with his great stores, Seed to Table in Florida. They hate that he's done a lot to try to help the January 6th defendants as well. They hate that he's done a lot to help Donald Trump as well. And so these are the people they're going after, folks. They're just going down the list. I mean, that's all it is. The Democrats have their list. The deep state has their list. And so I would expect that many more will come. They're going to make as many moves as they can before Trump gets into the White House. They're going to make as many moves as they can before Trump gets into the White House. And so Alfie Oaks is just the latest victim of this corrupt DOJ. Alfie Oaks is just the latest victim of this corrupt deep state. But I wouldn't be surprised if this stuff just continues to happen. So we'll see. We'll get breaking updates on this coming up shortly. All right, we talked about the bald-headed women. Let's do this. The Democrats will make a move as soon as they can to get rid of the Electoral College. And you've got all of these big Democrat promoters and you know, Rosie O'Donnell, it might actually be funny again. But they're all saying the same thing. Get rid of the Electoral College. Well, they lost the popular vote, too. But it's, you know, this is something that conservatives need to grip. This is why we don't get rid of the Electoral College right here. This is your final result, district by district, of the 2024 presidential election. And this is very similar to almost every presidential election, funny enough. But this is why we don't have an electoral college. Because when you do, you have all the big cities. You have all the Democrat population-dense areas that then dominate the rest of the country. So actually, the founding fathers were geniuses to do this. And you have MSNBC and CNN and all these mainstream reporters saying, the Electoral College has to go. No other country in the world has it. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's why our country's so great. That's why you, the corrupt Democrats, haven't conquered America yet. But they will try. I would say the next time the Democrats have the political power to do so, they will eliminate the Electoral College. I would bet on it. So now we do have protests. Now, these are more, the leftists are just protesting. Really, it looks like they're protesting Israel. It's kind of the Free Palestine people, but they're turning it into an anti-Trump thing. These groups are all controlled by the Democrat Party machine and the Soros money. So they've just told them now, when you go out and you do your Free Palestine protest, include a Trump, an anti-Trump deal, include an anti-Trump sign, and all they have to do is put like 10 people into there, bring out a couple signs, make a homemade sign, whatever, and then it just turns into an anti-Trump deal. But that's what's going on in Chicago, out front of Trump Tower. Again, these are all organized, they're all coordinated, and it's mostly just Free Palestine people, but they get 10 or 20 activists in there to turn it into an anti-Trump thing, and then they go stage it in front of Trump Tower in Chicago. And now they're starting to get aggressive with police. Here, let's look at this confrontation with the police here. I don't need the audio in clip 13, but it just shows that there is going to be an effort. I don't know if they'll try to pull it off. January 6, 2025 is going to be a bit of a mystery because I do believe there will be Democrats that try to stop the certification. I believe it will fail. I mean, we know they're going to try that. Jamie Raskin has bragged about it. He has a small coalition of Democrats in the House that will try to stop the certification. I believe it will fail. I don't think they want to have a big protest on January 6th just because it's, you know, that's the date that they label for the Republican terrorists, the Trump terrorists. So I don't think they want to change that narrative. But the inauguration, I would say they're definitely hyping it up for that. And what they're going to do is they're going to use all of these anti-Israel, pro-Palestine groups that are still activated and motivated, and they're going to bus them to D.C. They're going to combine it with an abortion activist group, and they're going to bus them and get them all to D.C. in the inauguration, and that's going to be their big protest. And they're going to do the same tactics and the same assaulting and, you know, firebombing and attacking police officers for sure. That's what they're going to do. But they don't really have the Trump hate or the Antifa energy, so it's just going to be abortion women and Free Palestine people, and they're going to corral them all in D.C. on the inauguration, and they're going to just have enough anti-Trump activists out there with their signs, and they're going to turn it into an anti-Trump protest. So they're going to go for it. They're going to go for it on Inauguration Day, no doubt. I don't think it'll be as big as the last inauguration, but they're going to do it. All right. Alex Jones coming in studio next. We're going to talk about the Alfie Oaks situation and just how corrupt this government is. I mean, it's just out of control. It needs to be brought down. It needs to be brought to heel. Many of these agencies just need to be outright abolished. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people are going to suffer in the next 70 days or so until Trump gets inaugurated, because they're just going to go full. They're just going to go full bore. They're going to try to punish as many people as possible. They're going to try to make as many people's lives hell as possible. Alfie Oaks is the latest victim. So Alex Jones joining us in studio to talk about that. Remember, folks, get your Trump victory gear at thealexjonesstore.com. We've got Trump victory hats, hoodies, T-shirts. You order them, they ship. There's no wait. Factory already has them made. Thealexjonesstore.com, your source for all Trump victory gear.
They're coming after everybody. They're coming after Trump. They're coming after Kennedy. We need your support. And you don't even come here and do this.
Alex, first of all, I want to thank you. Give to Alex Jones. I don't want this guy to have to be like wearing a symbol and we're all going to say, you know, the truth teller formerly known as Alex Jones. Let's not let that happen.
But, oh, they're trying to make an example out of me. I'm not that important, but I've become a rallying point. I've become like a Roman standard they want to capture. Explain that. You're...
Look, I mean, if we don't have the freedom of speech, if you don't have the First Amendment, if, you know, media, which is, look, it never said only newspapers or the media. It was anyone that wants to challenge government, anyone that's willing to, you know, put the feet to the fire of corporate interests of your government, that is supposed to be free.
Electronic soapbox.
In the end, if you lose, Alex, we all lose. We will all lose the ability to do tough stories, to take risks, to plant flags where we think there's an issue. Sometime we'll get it wrong. I said before, you do a daily show. It's impossible to nail that to the wall. I do a weekly show. I spend more time vetting it. They're two different animals. They can't be compared to each other.
They also take stuff out of context and exaggerate.
Absolutely, that's true.
You know, one of the things that makes
makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did. And to imagine you sitting here in this moment, we are in that impactful moment. And in many ways, not enough people are listening to you. And I want to say that, you know, I think the vaccine, and we've talked about this before, that was the tip of the spear of the final death blow, which was, if we can inject you and own your bodies and own the bodies of your children and pass laws that say that, you know, because of vaccinations, we've decided that we own your children. We make your decision.
That's a revolutionary takeover.
It was a revolutionary takeover. And so people like me got alarmed by that. And we joined forces with people like you that have been really talking about it for a long time. But I would say that we are at the very last stage. I was just speaking publicly, and this woman said, things don't happen that fast, Dale. You're being really dramatic. I don't think this election matters that much. I was like, that's because you're looking at this over the last year, maybe 2 years. There's people like Bobby that's been fighting the corporate establishment for 40 years as a lawyer, that watched his father when he was 13 years old be killed for exactly this battle.
And his
exactly
uncle.
This fight, and his uncle when he was 10 years old. So depending on what window you look at this, we're really at the end stage of a takeover and destruction of the one thing that stands in the way of globalist thinking, which is the Constitution of the United States of America.
They're doing all these lawsuits trying to take my name. People say they can't do that. Well, I got to defend those. We're going to win. We're already winning. The judge shut them down last week. That took high-powered lawyers and that, you know, 50 grand right there to have those briefs ready, okay? This is total war. We make it easy. Great supplements, great t-shirts, great everything. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP member. You get 40 bucks free a month. For 30 bucks, you make 10 bucks on that. It reminds you to go back to the store. Incredible supplements, the ultimate CMOS, superfood. It's all there at the Alex Jones Store. TheAlexJonesStore.com. My dad's great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. That's how we're funding this operation. Separate from InfoWars, you go there, you get t-shirts, you get ball caps, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, you're a walking billboard for freedom, it's a great adventure, and you know you're funding our operation. We need funds, and I'll go on the offense and just hope the money comes in, but we're going on the offense. We caught them, we got the documents, I told you I'll sue the CIA and FBI. Get ready, first steps start this week, and the enemy already knows, so but I need money to do it. And look, I don't even think about my life or any of that. That doesn't matter. I'm on this mission. I love it. This is great. But I need funds to fight a war. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance. It's all there, and it's great products at great prices, highest quality, and it funds the fight against the New World Order that's coming down on us with both damn feet. But at least we're in the fight, and we're starting to win.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, Alex Jones joins us in studio now with an exclusive update on the Alfie Oaks raid and situation in Naples, Florida. Alex, go ahead.
All right, I've made some phone calls. I've talked to some folks, and obviously Alfie Oaks is a pillar in the community. His father invented organic grocery stores and would basically give food free to poor people. He is the model of the highest quality, best grocery stores. They have their own farms and things there in Florida. He obviously was the first store to open and not put the mask on. He's a huge Trump supporter. I've got all the articles here from corporate media where he's been under investigation since January 6th for buses to go to Trump's rally. And of the thousands of people he shipped up there, one guy went in the Capitol. So he's been under investigation for that. He has had the FDA and a bunch of people come after him. Classic harassment. He has, you know, nice grocery stores, farms, you name it. The fact that the indictment is, you know, claiming some type of tax issue. There's a million moving parts. They can always try to find something. The tax code is written so they can politically persecute people and basically say anybody is guilty of something. That's why it's written that way. I had a major economist on yesterday pointing that out. And so this is a big deal. This is clearly politically motivated because they think they're going to have their Justice Department removed, and they've got a lot of cases lined up against patriots. We know they tried to indict me. They've had grand juries open. They set you up, lied about you, put you in prison for 4 months. And so this is just their ongoing tyranny against us while claiming we're going to put all them in prison. Well, they should be put in prison like Mayorkas and her Kamala for 325,000 missing kids that they smuggled in and disappeared. I mean, we got to find those children. And so we saw Loris Lerner, you know, at the IRS under Obama, hundreds of thousands of conservatives targeted because they were conservatives. They later came out in court. They were targeting people because of that. So this is clearly political. The guy has been there since he's a little kid, almost 60 years ago, with his dad, who was a pillar in the community in the Naples area. And they are now trying to put him in prison. They're claiming computer crimes with no evidence. They just raided his house. And I'll tell you this. He's been working heavily with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I heard you mention that on air. I don't know if you have the same sources as I do, but I can tell you separately that the word is Thomas Massie, the congressman, for whatever reasons, is probably not going to be the agriculture secretary, and who's a great guy, by the way. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is working with Trump about who to bring in, and I can tell you that Oaks is being looked at by Trump. And so clearly they already had some investigation on the shelf. They were waiting to see if they were going to launch it. Was it because they're about to be out of power in 2.5 months, or was it because he was being looked at? We know, you know, obviously the incoming Trump administration, all their phones are tapped, like we learned in 2016 throughout. I was the first to break down with Roger Stone. Years later, it was confirmed. My name was on the list being tapped. Dan Mongino obviously released that earlier this year as well, but I got it separately from Sheriff Arpaio, who got it from the DEA because they had a list of who was being tapped because they were in the NSA interface. So that's big news right there. So by the grace of God, despite having my phones tapped and all the grand juries, they couldn't find something to indict me. But Alfie has big grocery stores and farms and businesses, and they can indict you for claiming a $500 mistake on something. You know, they had the IRS audit me under the Justice Department in the last 2 years, this whole operation. They went back 5 years, and they said, we don't normally do this because it was a different bureaucracy. They said, you overpaid $4.3 million in the last 5 years. We got a $4.3 million check last year. I've showed it on air, and it was put into the bankruptcy because we were in ongoing bankruptcy. So, and I tell my CPAs, hey, you know, don't, you know, we're very conservative because I know they want to put me in prison. You say, well, the IRS is, you know, a fraud, and the 16th Amendment's a fraud. I get all that. But we're operating in this system, so I do everything I can so they can't put me in prison because it's not about the money. It's about the mission staying on air. But anybody with a big business like him, you can go over with a fine-tooth comb and find something you can give. They've done this with Money Magazine, Forbes, have all done it many times, 20 different, 30 different, 50 different CPAs. You can go to them with the same tax information. You'll get 50 different answers, okay, because it's written where they do whatever they want. And they can go to a grand jury and get him to indict a ham sandwich. So this is really creepy. I agree with you earlier. I saw you live. You're usually right, Owen. This signifies that they're going to try to do as much harassment before they're kicked out, or who knows, they might try something and kill Trump next week. So pray for Alfie Oaks. As soon as he can come on, he's going to be able to come on. He's talking to his lawyers and people right now, but I made some other phone calls to folks as well, and they've been all over his ass, all over him for supporting local community, organic farming, not shutting down during the lockdowns, being an outspoken person, being a big DeSantis backer, a big Trump backer. And his name is out there, and he was being looked at from other sources by the transition team to be the head of the Department of Agriculture, because he's been farming and stuff with his dad since he was a baby, and he knows how to do it. And again, he's the model of this. He got copied. His dad got copied nationwide by the groups. So this is a good red-blooded American who's a huge Trump donor, and he's the type of guy they fear because other people are listening to him. So obviously he's totally innocent. Nothing coming out of this Justice Department, who literally human traffics children and blocks federal judges from protecting children. None of this, absolutely none of this, is reality-based, and we know it's political. So in Owen Schroyer's cases, and I showed this in their filings after they arrested him, it said to the judge, we want him charged with perjury. I read these on air like 10 times. You probably dig them up, Owen, it happened to you. And they said, Owen is lying. He does not work at InfoWars. He is not a journalist. Because he said, I didn't go in the Capitol like you say. I was outside of the bullhorn saying, don't go in. It's all on video. Millions of views on it. And they said, no, he doesn't work there. In a federal filing, perjury to a judge. And they said, and he went in the building. And he's not a journalist, but Jones is a journalist. And so, and they called me person number one. And then it came on the Washington Post that they were going to indict me for it, but they decided it was so political, and because of the video of me saying don't go in, they decided not to. But you, for whatever reason, and I still haven't figured it out, they decided to do it. Maybe a shot across my bow. I don't know. But the reason I bring this up is when you're reading federal filings that he doesn't work here, when they arrested him, what, you'd worked here like 6-7 years by then?
Well, here's what they're doing, and I think this is what they're doing with the Oaks case too. They use me to get to you. So they come after me, they go through my phones, and then if they can find any evidence, then they tie it to you, then they come after you. Of course, there was nothing
there. Parallel construction.
They have my phones. They still won't give them up. They had all the electronic data that I gave them, that they requested I gave them, and then they write stories. They do the same thing to you because they come and they ask for all the stuff. We turn it over, and they say, oh, they're cooperating. Yeah, we're cooperating because we have nothing to hide, and we want to prove total innocence. But I think that's what they're doing here, Alex. I think what they're going to try to do in a last-ditch effort to build an insurrection case on Trump is they're going to try to find anything they possibly can with anybody that they have left on their docket. They're going to go after everybody they have left to try to build a case for insurrection and then try to stop the certification on January 6, 2025. That's their last shot to try to stop him without any violence or killing him. So I think that that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to build a case.
Who ran the fake Jan 6 committee? Well, they say right here they're looking at arresting him for buses to go hear Trump speak on Jan 6. As if, oh, one guy out of thousands, he got a whole bunch of buses that was the one guy that went in the Capitol, so he's the kingpin.
Well, and what this is only going to do now is it's going to put even more pressure from the Trump administration, from Congress, to say these federal bureaucracies are not just illegitimate, they're criminal now. I mean, the FBI's been caught targeting conservatives for the last 4 years, ourselves included.
They put in a filing, I'm going to say it again, that you were lying to the court and you never worked here.
They went in front of a judge, U.S. prosecutors went in front of the judge and said, this is not about, because our defense was First Amendment, right? And that's the obvious defense, should have won the case. But we go in front of a judge and we claim First Amendment rights. And then the U.S. prosecutors get up there, it's all in the transcripts, and they say, this is not about Owen Schroyer's First Amendment. This is not about what Schroyer said, but here's what he said. I mean, four different times they say that. Like, I mean, I'm living in the Twilight Zone. This is not about what Schroyer said, but this is what he said. And then that's their point to throw me in prison. But there's no doubt they're parallel constructing this to try to get Trump. And I would guess that Alfie is not going to be the last innocent victim of this parallel construction. He's not going to be the last innocent victim of this corrupt DOD. And they're going to try to use all of this to resurrect insurrection charges against Trump to try to stop the certification.
Yeah, because he's a Trump donor. And then they can say, look, he had buses. They need something organized. I mean, Trump was on the ellipse. 1 million people showed up. The feds attacked the Capitol, got the other cops to attack the public. So they got confused. A fight happened. And then they waved everybody into the building. Folks, this is dirty. And this is because they are desperate. And I think you're right, Owen. I think we're going to see a lot more of this in the next 2.5 months. And they've pledged to block him using this insurrection thing. This is just desperate. This is absolute intimidation, and it's not going to work.
No, and there's nothing that Alfie Oaks did that was illegal either. They don't have a case against Alfie Oaks. They're just searching. They're just searching. They're lifting every rock, every stone that they have not turned over yet, they're going to turn over before Trump's inauguration, or before January 6th, 2025, rather.
Well, everybody go to his store, shop with him, support him, back him. They know they can't intimidate him, but they want to intimidate you. They know they can't intimidate us, but they want to intimidate you. They got to get through us to get to you. That's why we need your support at thealexshowstore.com. We can be shut down next Wednesday. InfoWars is up for sale. Bad guys get it. We're shut down. But we got backups. We got sponsors, but we need your support. Get Trump One gear. Get great supplements at thealexshowstore.com right now. Get $40 free a month. We sign up for $30 a month as the VIP. Cancel anytime. It's all there. We need a war chest. And, you know, I've told everybody, they're not done. We just won a big battle, but the war has just begun. Owen, great job this week. Crew, great job. We'll be here Friday. I'm coming in Saturday and Sunday to do shows, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And the bad guys buy it. They said they want to shut down within a day. So I'm just going to marathon, stay on the air till they walk in and tell us, you know, boom, and shut the power off. This is historic. And as we give up, they win. But as long as we keep fighting, we win, because they're the obvious bad guys. Pray for Alfie Oaks. This is truly disgusting.
Yeah, and really, I hope that this just makes Alfie Oaks' business model bigger. I hope it makes what he's done in the local community with his grocery stores the model for nationwide. It's part of the RFK Jr. Make America Healthy Again campaign. So look, again, I hate seeing innocent people suffer, and Alfie Oaks is a great American. But you look at this from a war standpoint, and, you know, we don't view people like the Democrats as cannon fodder. But, you know, you look at this as a political war standpoint, and you say, okay, now you try your hand with Alfie Oaks. Now he becomes bigger than ever. Now we take this seed to table model nationwide. Now we bring him into the Trump administration, and you suffer total defeat. So,
well, exactly. It's getting to the point where you don't get the administration unless you've been attacked. That's your bona fides. That's your bones. That's your initiation. And I want to be clear. I know he's innocent. I've read the indictment. It's pure crap. Everybody says he's the salt of the earth. There might be some cash, or the $100 or something. Okay, and that he did something on a computer where, you know, they wire fraud or something. It's all BS. Okay, so you need to understand this. When you have a discredited agency that human traffics children and protects drug gangs and is starting World War III and protects Jeffrey Epstein and the pedophiles, it's a corrupt agency. So basically at this point, anybody they're arresting or indicting that happens to be political and a Republican, they don't have the authority because they're discredited. They don't have the authority to be a dog catcher or a, you know, somebody that cleans toilets, okay? So it's not like, well, maybe Alfie's guilty. Obviously he's not. But it doesn't matter at that point because these are the bona fide criminals. These are the bona fide political persecutors. And so out of hand, they are disqualified. He is innocent by the nature of who is accusing him.
Well, it's like in any court case. I mean, this is the big story really from the O.J. Simpson trial. Once the cops get caught lying, framing, setting up evidence, planting, it's over. It's over. And so you can sit here and people always think, well, O.J. Simpson is guilty. Well, maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. The cops blew the case when they planted evidence. It was over. Case thrown out. And so that's kind of the same standard that you're talking about here. You know, Ron DeSantis has a great opportunity to do not just what's right, but to really set a new precedent at the state level to say, you know what? Alfie Oaks has sanctuary here. And if the feds try to come into Florida again, we're shutting them down. They have no jurisdiction in this state. We're protecting our own. Florida is a sanctuary state free of federal corruption. And then, boom, that's like a domino effect.
By the way, he already kicked him out on the investigation of the Mar-a-Lago attempted assassination because he said, quote, they're covering it up and obstructing. And again, Ken Paxton, as attorney general, 8-9 years, they tried to indict him a bunch, fake charges. It's all lies. One of his donors, a builder, undercharged him, they claim, on remodeling his kitchen. And then they looked at it and it was like the regular standard price people said for that. That's what you got?
Oh, wow. A friend gave you market price for a kitchen?
I mean,
people hate us, man. Like, imagine that even being illegal. Like, you've got a friend that owns a construction or renovation company, and they say, hey, you know, I'll get you the materials what I pay. And the IRS comes in and says that that's illegal?
Meanwhile, they're literally smuggle kids, erase their record, and hand them over to pedophiles. They're the crooks. And then they come to us, and like, literally, Your Honor, he isn't protected. He does not work in InfoWars in the federal filing. They should all go to jail for that. But they lie. It's like, it's just normal to lie. And the judges accept it. Oh, you're known liars. Here, you come right on in here and, you know, throw Owen in prison. I use Owen because he's right here. I mean, we can't swing a stick in the dark without people being put in jail by these bastards.
Well, and of course, the case where, the whole reason why InfoWars is maybe in its last week here, you know, next Wednesday will be a historic day again here at InfoWars.
Found guilty by judges, HBO political production, show trials, $1.5 billion judgment.
And now they're trying to do the same thing to me. And, you know, I don't come on air and talk about it. It's not really making headlines.
Same lawyer that did all that. Same lawyer suing Elon Musk.
And there was a bit of a development. They're trying to crush me. They're trying to Jones me now and just say, astronomical amount of money, we own you. So it's what they do, Alex. And again, I don't wish this on anybody. But with every individual they're successful against, it's Jones. It's Giuliani, it's Mike Lindell, it's Donald Trump, it's Owen Schroyer, and it just goes boom, 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 down the line. And I mean,
hey, but here's the thing. They're crooks. We know they're not going away. Trump's got to take the gloves off.
Well, and you know, here's the reminder as we're all kind of, you know, we're enjoying the ride and we just had a major victory. It's a spiritual victory. It's a political victory. But, you know, this is kind of the harsh reminder now and to Donald Trump. Hey, look, we did 4 years of okay, let's play by the rules and let's stay in the lanes and let's not go after the opposition. We did 4 years of that. It didn't work out. And so now we're here. And so the agenda and the administration's attitude has to completely change, and you have to look these people in the eye. It's not, oh, I'll put you in jail, Hillary, and then you don't do it. It's no, all of this stuff is corrupt. It's not just Elon Musk, hey, let's, you know, get government under control. No, let's abolish. Let's get Vivek in there and let's abolish. I think he said 90%. Yeah, 99%, I think, would be a good start.
And again, here is the exclusive. Alvin Young's been considered to be the head of the Agriculture Department. And so this happens on the shelf waiting. I think we're not sure yet, but that's probably what's going on here.
Yeah, and then we'll see what the DOD and the DOJ decides to do in the next, you know, 60 days or whatever it is till January 6th, as far as try to parallel construct anything, because that's what they need. That's why they used insurrection. That's why insurrection was their big term. That's why they kept calling it an insurrection, because it's a legal precedent. It's a legal term that actually applies to this, where they can say you cannot be president with this. So it was all part of the plan the entire time. Probably why they staged the whole thing or let it happen. And now they're just going for their final. This is their final play on the board.
Well, they're really asking for it, man. I mean, God, Mayorkas and them literally erasing the records of kids, stopping with DNA testing, handing them out at airfields and parking lots at night with no records in many cases. I mean,
there's no background check. They just hand them over.
I've had those blowers from Congress in the studio. I mean, it's on record.
Well, and you know, there's another issue that we need from Congress too. That's why, you know, we need people like Carrie Lake in there. Because they don't take this stuff lightly. It's not just, oh, I'm a congressman now. And
how's she
show
doing?
Up. They're still counting. They think they have the numbers to maybe overcome the deficit right now in these red areas. They're curing ballots right now. We just had our campaign staff on with us. They're in the process of curing. They think that the deficit is overcomable.
Well, that's great news. I mean, she'd make a great press secretary.
If she doesn't get the Senate seat, I would say she's the odds-on favorite to be the press secretary.
Well,
for Trump.
Other than me.
Well, right now you're the odds-on favorite. If Kerry doesn't win her race, then it might be, you know, I don't know. We're talking like plus 500 for Jones, maybe like plus 100 for Lake.
I'm going to let you get back in the show here. Pray for Alfie Oaks. This is pure horse crap. And we don't know exactly what's going on, but we know he's innocent.
You know, speaking of this corrupt government and Elon Musk getting in charge of the Department of Government Efficiency, he points this out earlier this morning. 90% of federal government contracts awarded to NGOs are non-competitive. That's a non-compete bid, folks. And so anybody that knows about this, this is how the government just rapes us, the U.S. citizen, the taxpayer, and then pays off their friends. So whether it's Obama with Solyndra or whether it's, like, for example, Trump builds the wall and has a whole display and a bidding process of who gives me the best wall at the best price. He's a businessman. He's in the construction industry. That's what he does. Normally, they'd come in and they'd say, okay, I've got a friend in the construction industry. I've got a friend in the steel industry. I've got a friend over here. And then they just say, you get the contract, no bid, top dollar, astronomical, overpriced, and then it doesn't matter because it's stealing from you to pay their friends. And so Elon Musk points this out. He's going to shut this down day one. And so, look, here's the trifecta. You want to talk about government efficiency and spending. Here's the trifecta. The Vivek Ramaswamy shut down the federal government, abolish all these agencies, combined with the Elon Musk Department of Government Efficiency, combined with the Donald Trump business construction experience of competitive bids, competitive contracts. This is how we get our government back in control and working for the people and not just raping us.
I just wanted to say one more thing I just learned to tag on the here. I already knew this, but I forgot to say it. The department... Yeah, bring the microphone up. I'm sorry, I got to get this on record, and we'll tag this on the other report we're about to put out. This is getting crazy, dude. Sorry.
No, we're just waiting for the mic to get up.
In case we get shut down, we got to have the, you know, memory lane. We're coming to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
You know
are we
one.
Hot?
You know you're missing it. You know you're missing this.
I miss the truck times.
No, this is looking a lot worse, okay? So, guys, I know we're live right now. I want this tagged on to the end of the report. Or maybe this should be right up front, and then it flashes and then goes into the interview. Because this needs to be big. We're raising the alarm here. So, Alfie Oaks, who is the pioneer with his dad of organic grocery stores in America, his dad invented it, a pillar of the community, a huge Trump supporter, has been raided by the IRS, the FBI, the Defense Department, and a bunch of other agencies. And we know that he's been working heavily with General Flynn and, you know, really, really working on exposing the poisoned food, human trafficking. And he shipped a lot of folks up to J6 for the Trump rally, totally legal and lawful. Well, now you've got the Defense Department involved in this. And I think this is clearly going to end up, as you said earlier, Owen, being linked in to Jan 6 in some way to claim that Trump was involved. So Raskin and them can claim that Trump is illegitimate, using that term in the law for insurrection, though Trump would have to be convicted of that. So this smacks of desperation. We don't think the deep state was going to give up. There'll probably be more raids. Who knows what they're trying to pull, but he's in very tight with Flynn. We interviewed him both election night from Alfie Oaks facility, and I think this is targeting Flynn the more I think about this. And he was also being considered for agriculture commissioner. So this is serious. I mean, who the hell knows? You know, is this Vault 7 when the CIA got caught planting stuff on people's computers to set them up? The CIA sets you up, then the FBI comes and gets you. We know they tried that with me a few years ago, but they got caught planting stuff on our computers. I mean, we need to pray for Alfie Oaks.
Yeah, and pardons need to come day one from Trump. You know, I've got people telling me that there's already voices in Trump's ear telling him not to do it. Trying to slow that process. And
Trump's got to get in full control of this now. Anybody getting in his way, he needs to fire. No more wimp behavior. They tried to kill him twice. Look at that image for the war room. Let's put that up on screen. This is what they did. And they're not going to stop. These are criminals. This is the second American Revolution. Everybody's celebrating. Needs to understand. We just stirred up the hornet's nest. The war has just begun. It's peaceful. It's information. But we got to stop being cowards. And we got to, like Trump said, you know, they tried to steal this election, but we overrode it.
Well, they're going to, it's pretty clear the Democrats politically are going to back off, but then these agencies are now going to be operating and they're going to go into full gear. That's what's going to happen.
And that's why Trump's got to get control of the Justice Department. He's got to fire all the U.S. attorneys. He's got to get in there, clean house. I think they're going to try to kill him again. This is not over. I'm telling you.
All right. We'll do it all again tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Now is the time to wear Trump gear. And we've got the best designs at thealexjonesstore.com. You support the Second American Revolution. You exercise your free speech. You stand up to the bullies. You exercise your will. And it keeps this broadcast, and we're shut down next week, still on the air at the Alex Jones Network. It'll be on the radio, the TV, all the same stations. It's all set up. The crew, the studios, all of it. But we need more funds to ensure we're full power when we continue our assault. So you're literally in the information war, refueling the aircraft, loading the weapons, arming them. And we've already got a lot of weapons loaded, but we need to be fully loaded when we take off at maximum load for maximum attack when we do our attack runs in the information war. So we're on the tarmac right now, making sure everything's straight here. You need to go to thealexjonesstore.com. A beautiful black shirt with an American eagle in gold says Trump won. Beautiful red hoodie. That people are going crazy over that. With white, with Trump won. Today is your Independence Day, 1/20/25. Yeah, that's when we really have the Independence Day, when we keep them alive and it gets in there. That's great. So many new hats, all of it made right there in Arkansas. So you get this stuff quick. It's already being made right now. A lot of new Trump shirts and stuff. It'll take them weeks to get done. Not our sponsor. They're ready right now. So your order's in. TheAlexJonesStore.com. So many amazing designs. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you sign up at TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP or just click at the VIP link at the top on the right-hand side that's in red, when you do that, you get $40 each month to spend in the store for $30. So if you're going to buy the great supplements, going to get the great Patriot gear, going to support the broadcast, you got to be VIP. It's month to month, $30, cancel any time. So if you're going to be a supporter, everyone should be a VIP.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.